I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. A Vatican court has indicted Monsignor Carlo Alberto Capella and ordered him to stand trial beginning June 22nd on charges of possessing and distributing child pornography. Monsignor Capella is a former staff member at the Vatican Nunciature in Washington. If he's found guilty, he faces a prison sentence of 1 to 5 years and a fine of anywhere from $3,000 to $6,000. Monsignor Capella had been working in Washington for a little over a year before he was called back to the Vatican after the U.S. State Department alerted the Holy See to his potential violation of child pornography laws. Both President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un left Singapore yesterday claiming success and praising the meeting between them. Trump stated the meeting was a great achievement in averting nuclear war, but no details were provided on how and when the North would denuclearize. The president also announced that he would be halting the annual U.S.-South Korea military drills, making similar statements as North Korea that they are a, quote, provocative drain of money. The announcement goes against the statement of many past U.S. political and military officials who have repeatedly stated that the drills are routine, defensive, and extremely critical. City leaders in Seattle have decided to repeal a tax on large companies like Amazon and Starbucks after backlash and increasing pressure from businesses. The decision comes a month after the city voted to implement the tax. Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin said that while the city council had worked hard to pass the vote, a coalition of businesses was fighting for a referendum to be put on November's ballot. The tax would have charged companies around $275 per full-time worker each year and raised about $48 million a year for affordable housing and homeless services. Businesses making at least $20 million a year in gross revenue would have been affected by the tax. The Arizona Court of Appeals ruled against wedding invitation designers that sued the city of Phoenix over a discrimination law. Phoenix has had a non-discrimination law in effect since 1964, but expanded it in 2013 to add protections against sexual orientation and gender identity bias. The two women owners of an invitation and artwork studio had sued over the part of the law that prohibits sexual orientation discrimination and wanted to publish on their website that because of their religious beliefs, they would only design artwork for heterosexual couples. The appeals court stated that the Phoenix law protecting lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered people from discrimination is constitutional and that local wedding vendors are required to serve same-sex couples. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.